Simin Shin Tes, or it says here Tes Shin. Halachas of Tilto de Dav Acher. Carrying Muksa through something else. It's Mutter on Shabbos. Sif Aleph, the Machaber says, one carries a young child who has a rock in his hand, even though a rock is Muksa. And even though when you carry the child, you're effectively carrying the rock the child's holding, we discuss the case that the child feels very attached to this rock. And if he drops it, he's going to be upset, he's going to start crying. It's considered almost like a chayli, he might get sick. So then, since the father's not directly carrying the Evan, the rock, it's just only through the child, so then Chazar Mekel, he could carry the child, even though effectively through carrying the child, you're carrying the rock that he's holding. However, if the child is not very attached to this rock, then you would not be allowed to carry the child who's carrying the rock, because it is considered like carrying the rock. It's important to note, Mishnah Berurah points out, we're discussing where the whole issue of here is carrying Muksa, not in Rishsarabim. But Rishsarabim is the Isra of Aitzok, and you're carrying the child, even the child's as such that it's a sugya of Darbonon, kind of says Atzmois, really it's not a problem derived to the carrying, it's a shah of Darbonon, but carrying the rock will be a real problem. Since we're not dealing with Bikuch Nefesh, which is discussing a child get upset, be some level of Chayli, so there will not be a heter of Haitzah, Mishus Tashus, or Havaras Alam, Shrabim over here, only in the sugya of Muksa, or Chazal, Lumer Mekel over here. Also, if the child drops the rock, you would not be allowed to pick up the rock directly. You have to lower the child till he picks up the rock, and then continue carrying the rock through the child. You cannot carry the rock directly just because the child will get upset if you lost the rock. The Machaber says, they're also discussing here, it's a rock, which has no value for the father, only for the kid. But let's say the child's carrying a coin that has value, so that will be a problem to carry the child who's carrying the dinner, carrying the coin, because they're afraid that the child might drop the coin, and the adult, the father, might pick up the coin and come to carry, because he doesn't want the coin to get lost. In fact, the Machalik Rishonim, Machaber brings two shittas, about if you're carrying a child, not carrying a child, but holding a child by his hand and walking with him, and the child's holding a coin, is that a problem? That maybe, you know, you're not carrying the child or the coin, and maybe the child will drop the coin, the father, the adult, will come pick it up, or maybe we're not chalish davir, and the Machab brings two shittas about that. And the Birloch, he says it's a machlekes, and there's no clear achra in this machlekes. Siv Beis discusses you have a basket that has a hole in it, and you close up the basket with a rock. That's stuffed up, and usually the rock's muksa. But here, the rock, since it's used to close up the basket, it's bottled to the basket. It's considered like part of the wall or the bottom of the basket, and it's fine. And there's no issue of tilta muksa by carrying the rock. It's part of the basket. We're talking about, we're explaining to you, attached it tightly to the basket, you tied it on. It's not loose, not going to fall out. Similarly, the last, that you carved out a big melon, like a watermelon, and using it as a bucket to fill up water from the well. Now, the problem is it's very light. It's going to flow on the top. So you're hanging a rock that weighs it down, this way it goes down under the water and fills up with water. If the rock is tied on well, it's not going to fall, it's not going to fall out, then it's considered part of the bucket, so to speak, and then it's bolted to the bucket. It's not a problem with tilta muksa to carry the rock through carrying the bucket. As opposed to, if it's not tied on well, then it's considered like carrying the rock independently, or the rock is considered like it's sitting in the bucket, and the bucket is a buses davar asr, something which is holding in it a davar asr, something which is a buses, which is a base for a davar asr, gets the muksa digadinim of a davar asr, and becomes muksa, like the davar asr itself. Which leads us on to Siv Gimel, which discusses a fruit that's a basket full of fruit, and it also has a rock in it. Now, usually, if you have a basket that has a rock in it, and the rock is there intentionally, it's meant to be there, so the basket becomes a buses davar asr, a base for the rock, and the same the rock is muksa, the basket is also muksa. But if you have a basket full of fruit and a rock, the fruit is of more value than the rock, obviously. Rocks are worth too much, the fruit's more valuable. So then, it's a basis davar asr, davar mutter. Something that's a base of davar asr and davar mutter does not become muksa. So technically now, you could carry this basket, which has the fruit and the rock in it at the same time. So, and you carry it as is. But when you're able to avoid carrying a davar muksa, even though it could be done by heter of your bus davar asr, davar mutter, you will cleave to mina, try to shake it out to avoid it. So if you can just shake out the rock, you will clearly try to shake out the rock, get the rock out. Or if you can shake it out and then the rock and the fruit will fall together, if it's fruit that won't get ruined from being shaken out, you should do that. However, in the Machaber discussed if it's like moist fruit, like figs or grapes, that if you shake everything out and the fruit is going to fall on the floor, they can get ruined. So there's no eitzah of nir shaking out over here, because to shake just the rock out, you're not going to be able to do it. To shake the rock and the fruit out together, the fruit will get ruined. So then you can carry the basket as is, with the fruit on the rock. The fruit's not muksa, the basket's not muksa, because it's basa davar asr davar mutter, and the rock is just being carried in the agav de goy of tulta minatzad, the sarach davar mutter. Similarly, the Machaber says that if you need the place where the basket is, and that's why you're moving the basket, so to shake out the rock will be an eitzah, because the rock's potentially going to land in that place, and it'll still be in the way, and there'll be no way to move the rock. So then you can just carry the basket as is, the fruit on the rock. The fruit's not muksa, the basket's not muksa because it contains fruit in it, which is more valuable on the rock. And the rock is just being carried in the agav de gawei to get it out of the way. And in such a case, it would be mutter. So if there's a way to manar the rock without causing a mess or a problem for anything else, then you should do that. And if shaking out the rock is going to cause you either to get messed up with the fruit or the malkum or the place, so then not mukhlif to do it. If you do shake everything out with the fruit, just make sure they don't scatter in the way. There'll be a problem over the chol to collect them afterwards.